Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
State of the Union is strong.
President Joe Biden's State of the Union comes at a crucial time as he seeks re-election. As he did last year, the president stressed a strong economy with full employment and falling inflation. But his agenda this year includes a nearly unheard-of call for higher taxes, in this case on the wealthy and corporations. Biden also stressed safeguarding reproductive rights and in vitro fertilization. The White House revealed plans for a temporary seaport in Gaza to deliver aid and a continued push for Ukraine funding. The administration is also pointing to kitchen table issues, including student debt relief, lower insulin costs, and limits to credit card late fees. 37 House Democrats joined all Republicans in passing the Laken Riley Act to require detention of any migrant who commits burglary or theft. Georgia Republican Mike Collins says Riley, a nursing student, seems to have been murdered by an immigrant from Venezuela, for which he blames Biden's border policies.
As Joe Biden comes to the Capitol tonight to defend his atrocious record, the House is voting to rebuke him for the open border policies that led directly to Laken Riley's murder.
The White House argues Biden would have shut down the border if Republicans had agreed to the tough immigration bill negotiated in the Senate, but they killed it because former President Donald Trump wanted to have the border crisis to run on. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin tells CBS the GOP's lost the ability to compromise.
So when my GOP colleagues say that they really don't want to hear from the president, I take them at their word. They have lost the arts of democratic dialogue.
Centrist Republican and former Maryland governor Larry Hogan says he won't be supporting Trump or Biden, which he says is where most folks are.
Look, I'm like 70% of the rest of the people in America who do not want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to be president, and I'm hoping that there potentially is another alternative.
Republican Oklahoma Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne is condemning State Senator Tom Woods for calling the LGBTQ community filth. Osborne says her daughter is homosexual.
She and her wife live in Massachusetts because they don't feel welcome here. Don't tell me those bills don't matter. Don't tell me CEOs don't see the huge amount of slanderous and horrifying bills going through our legislature and say, they were on my short list. I'm taking them off.
It's International Women's Day, and a seniors group is highlighting the importance of older women in this year's election. Vandana Shrestha with AARP Oregon says the rising cost of living and the cost and availability of caregiving are top issues for them.
There are certain things that really stand out related to financial security, related to family caregiving. They also feel like their voices are not heard and that they want elected officials to really pay attention to the issues that matter to them most.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.